Before we end today, a 45-metre cordon remains in place this morning in Belfast City Centre as firefighters continue to deal with a fire which has gutted the Primark store. Everybody's talking about this, aren't they? There were fears that the entire structure was about to collapse, but a short time ago, the Assistant Chief Fire Officer told the BBC that engineers have carried out an initial inspection of the building and external parts appear to be structurally intact. Further inspections will be carried out throughout the day, along with investigations into the cause of the blaze that has destroyed one of Belfast's landmark buildings and threatened the jobs of more than 350 staff. The Ulster Unionist Councillor Jim Rogers with us today. Good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
It's just profoundly sad, this, isn't it?
It certainly is. And yesterday I stood in Donegal Place and then went round into Fountain Street, and there was quite a number of people with tears in their eyes, people who either were still working in Primark or were previous employees. And I can remember as a very young boy, along with my older sister, with my mother and father, going into the bank buildings. And you will be aware, it's over 233 years old, that building. Opened in 1785, but that was something really out of the ordinary, and we had lovely buildings. We still have, of course. I mean, if you look at Anderson Macaulay's and the old Robs, Robinson Cleavers, just amazing. But this is a terrible blow. I was driving into the city centre yesterday morning, just shortly after 11, and as I approached the junction of Victoria Street, I couldn't believe what I was seeing, and I said, wonder what building that is, it's up in flames. It was just unbelievable. And I quickly parked in the City Hall and walked down into Donegal Place, and the police had it cordoned off, and the flames were coming out of window after window. And you've got to bear in mind, Stephen, that work was near completion, some £30 million being spent in the complete refurbishing of Primark. And my heart goes out to the employees, and I hope that management may well be able to find another building.
What are you hearing, Jim, about the jobs and the prospect
of
finding somewhere
anything,
else?
Well, I'm not hearing anything, Stephen. I mean, as you can appreciate, 360 both full-time and part-time staff. But to watch the firefighters was incredible. And I want to congratulate every single firefighter. They were risking life and limb to ensure that they got the fire under control. We had the ambulance service on standby. We had police directing traffic. All of the emergency services and others, including volunteers, playing their part. And that was what makes Belfast such a great city. It didn't matter who you were or what you were. They were in there doing a job, trying to make sure that the fire was put out as quickly as possible. I am aware, I've been talking to some staff, the alarm was raised, the building was cleared relatively quickly, but some left their handbags and obviously mobile phones in them, their purses in them, and that was most unfortunate. The most important thing was there was no loss of life or anyone injured.
Andy Ray is with us today as well, Jim. Andy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Your restaurant, Mourne Seafood Bar, it's just behind Primark, and you've had the close.
Yeah, I'm lucky enough, I'm being allowed in the exclusion zone. We're closed until further notice. But at the minute, we're staffing now, because obviously we had a busy day. You see, the fish market opens in Kilkeel, and we have a massive order coming. So rather than just sit there, we have now just trying to get all the team firemen. We've got them in now, getting teas and coffees. We've got a big pot of chowder on. Some of the guys have been working all night, and we just want to make sure they're sustained and they're well fed and looked after. So, I mean, as you touched on it before, it's just the spirit of Belfast. I'm in here this morning, and somebody had heard I was giving a coffee to all the people involved in the project to try to get the building back intact again or get it safe to move around. And then one of my suppliers stayed on the phone to me, like Zero's Coffee, and saying, here, Andy, any coffee you need, we're going to give it to you. But it's that community spirit that we're sort of relying on.
What about the reality for you? You're closed. That means no money's coming in.
We're closed.
How are you going to pay the bills?
Well, that's a thing, staff. I mean, it's sort of like a snow day. You see staff, they think, oh, we're off, and they didn't realise the extent of the damage it was going to do. And of course, it'd be probably around the Maddens having a few pints. And you wouldn't blame them for it. The reality is their hours are going to be cut. We have to pay the wages and so on. August is our second busiest month of the year.
Are you going to survive this, Andy?
Yeah, we were going to have to. I mean, I'm always a glass full, never empty, you know. And, you know, I've been down in Bank Street now for 11 years and there was no streetlights and it was just a forgotten part of Belfast. You know, the new regeneration of Castle Street, the fact that it's got a new label, Folk Town, everybody's so positive about it. And the Primark was like a sort of jewel in the crown for us because even the energy of being down here, you go outside of Primark, there's loads of energy and there's loads of crack going on. There seems to be people talking about religion, people like giving out leaflets, and it was always that hub, and it was the only store that I could actually see that was sort of, you know, almost like you're never going to go online.
Well, look, let's hope.
Stephen, can I just say
very quickly, Jim?
That's what makes Andy's restaurant so special, the kindness. He's showing leadership, he's helping the community, and I want to thank you, Andy. That's what makes Belfast such a wonderful city.
Okay.
Well done, Jim. And keep up the good work, and I hope you're soon be open again.
Jim, thanks for coming on this morning. Andy, thank you. Thank you all for your calls today.